Now, listen and imagine. Listen and open your mind and be ready to accept and relax into the things I say. Imagine yourself on an evening out, a social occasion, a gathering, a party, rather fancy one, something you've been invited to as a matter of course. You might not even remember the origin of the invite. But right now, on this night, pet, on this night, you imagine yourself sitting in a chair, picture, sitting in simple leisure, pleasure at the glitz and glamour of the occasion filling your mind. And as you place yourself in that mental landscape, I want you to imagine a perfect, elegant scent traveling to your nostrils. You can smell food and liquor as are simple and common to these occasions, but from somewhere, wrapping around your mind like a silvery thread that finds all the pleasure centers and gently pushes them inward, you can picture that scent. Somehow you associate it with flowers, with something pink, with a vague, elegant aroma that wafts your nostrils and just makes you turn your head and look, but you can't find the source. You're sitting mostly by yourself, looking out over the hall. Other people are milling about, dancing. Allow the sounds of their voices to fade away. Allow the sound of those imagined voices to vanish before this very real scent. Something so real that it excites the strongest sense tied to memory. Scent being the very strongest sense that has anything to do with memory. And as you sit there and you smell that sweet, elegant aroma, as I said, it wraps around your mind. You can feel it weaving in there like a silvery thread through the consciousness, finding the depths of the mind where pleasure and memory come together. Finding all your most pleasurable memories of safety or of childhood and dragging them into the forefront of your mind in the most enticing of ways. Every moment that passes, you may look around for that scent, but the strange thing is you might find you just don't want to leave your seat because the scent is so pleasurable, keeping you relaxed. Might even intoxicate a little. And then you do hear something. Even though the sounds of the crowd might be starting to vanish, you hear click, 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 steps behind you, the gentle clink of a glass being set down on the table beside you. And that scent is so close, you know it's right behind you, and yet any attempt to look around finds nothing because you need to look straight ahead. Warm hands, one wrapped in a black velvet glove, the other with a glove draped across the wrist but bare, rest on your shoulders. Those hands squeezing gently. She leans in and whispers to you, "Hello, dear." The scent is so close, wrapping up into your nostrils and invading your mind, filling you with inky, delicious thoughts that you can't escape. Arousal strikes your genitals physically immediately at being so close. You might even notice that you have a greater appreciation for all scent-based pleasure in future, because it really is so intimately tied to memory. As she leans in, the scent becomes closer, her breath warm on your ear. She even seems to breathe that delicious scent out. And then she whispers gently, "What do you think of my perfume?" And the words hit you like white hot fire running through the mind. Imagine what it's like to be hit with a consuming blaze that doesn't harm, only helps, only makes everything brighter and more real. That perfume seems to be the only real thing in the place. That scent exciting your nose and going straight to the limbic center of your brain and drawing out the most delicious sensations that are playing their way down your tingling spine. Now, Now, as you listen and as you relax, think of that scent and think of how other scents are tied to memory. This one is tied to a particularly enticing memory because while you may not know it, you do notice that you're feeling unusually aroused, unusually fully and completely safe and at peace. You see that figure move slightly but can't get a good look at her as she gently runs her hands over your back, over your shoulders, whispering, "Just stay still now. Just let that soak in." And as it does soak in, you may find that that particular scent is occupying a larger and larger part of your thoughts, until we get to the point where you can't imagine not enjoying that blissful, all-consuming sensation of having white lines of pleasurable scent memory wrapped around your mind, slowly blotting out everything else. You can go ahead and try to turn and get a good look at her, but even now you know that that figure is gently, simply moving to sit next to you. But she hesitates and doesn't, instead smiling, leaning down. You can see a wrist, elegantly manicured fingernails, the diamond bracelet, but a wrist plunged in front of your face, right where you can breathe deep, and that scent is coming particularly strongly, consuming your senses, rushing into the void left open by your wondering just who she is. Your mind was too busy wondering about what she looked like to pay attention to the gentle, relaxing, safe warmth rising around you with that scent. And as that scent and that feeling fills mind and body, as everything unites into a perfectly relaxing cloud of somehow pink scent and miasma, you fall into thinking about it, about her. And as you think, you might find that it's becoming easier to relax. After all, that perfume reminds you of all the times you were pleasured and safe. And clearly she wants you to feel pleasured and safe before sitting and getting your attention. You hear something rising in the background, a record, soft, tinkling music. No particular tune, though it may be familiar to you. You can hear it even now. As time goes on, as time continues, she leans in and says subtly, "Wouldn't you like to experience more?" Right by your ear, a husky whisper breathing out more of that scent. Breathing it out as you slowly find that this mere prelude to her appearance is building your expectations. You have to wonder, with a scent that wonderful, what could possibly be better? Will seeing her be better? You slowly listen as she explains, "Perfume is such a wonderful thing, isn't it? When the scent arrives, the mind plays out the smell of everything that went into it. Flowers, coconut, smell of an ocean breeze. Everything unites into one perfect, wonderful memory. I'm sure you have happy, safe memories like that. And as you listen, let those memories take over. The ungloved hand is sliding down under your chin, gently rolling that perfumed wrist up over your chin, your mouth, allowing you, if you wish, to gently kiss at it, moving it up under your nostrils so you can breathe deep. Breathe completely. Breathe in the only thing that matters right now." Then, slowly, you hear her explain, "It's not just the scent on its own that you're enjoying so much. It's pleasant, drifting pheromones, specially modified chemicals meant to put the teeth on edge and make the mind jump to the most erotic of sensations." You can sense her peering down over your shoulder, looking at your crotch and smiling. It also has the more physical effect on you, you see. on everyone, really. And over time, as you're exposed to it, you'll find yourself a little more pliable. But in a good way, after all, I want you to be happy, safe, relaxed. And that's the thing. If you're happy and safe and relaxed, maybe you can admit some favorite thoughts of mine. Maybe I'll be able to convince you of just how pleasurable certain things can be. And in doing so, I can help you to enjoy yourself tonight and afterward in new and exciting ways. Just listen to me for a moment and contemplate what I'm saying to you. I think it's a good argument. You can be the judge and judge whether or not to accept or to not accept. To accept or to accept. You can decide. Just listen. And then think, or don't think. I find when you're smelling this particular flowery scent, it can be easier to just not think when you're smelling this scent, when this scent is filling your mind, because there are much more fun things to think back on. No worries about the future, just dreams about the past, dreams about the pleasure of the past, dreams about the pleasure of the now. I'll make my argument and you can decide. You can decide to accept it or not to accept it, to desire it or not to desire it. But I trust that you will make the best decision for you and help me to help you enjoy tonight. And that's how it is. Now listen. You see, if scent is tied up intricately with your memory, and if your memory works in such a way that scent excites it, and if we have good memories that we want to remember, and bad memories that can just be forgotten if we want to, then the easiest thing is sometimes to make new good memories and bind up a particular scent very tightly with that memory, so tightly that you feel like you're going to burst. And now you can see her hand dipping down toward your crotch and beginning to play about as she speaks. And you see, if you bind up your good memories, like now, for example, with a powerful scent, then all you need to do is remember the scent to remember the memory. And eventually, by doing that, you can make it so that only the best memories come to the surface. And so they come to the surface more often. More and more often, until only the best memories remain, sneaking up at you when you're feeling down or tired, and imposing a memory of this. There are certain words people use for senses, sensations, and situations that are tied up with positive feelings. They call them fetishes, but I've always thought that was a strange word. That implies there's something wrong with being very intricately tied up in the scent of things. The scent of pleasant things, particularly. I think it's only natural for people to love pleasant scents because they take them back to pleasant memories. And if this is a pleasant memory, then any time you smell perfume, you might imagine and remember this perfume. And my argument is that if you remember this perfume for any reason, you might want to simulate this memory. And now you can feel her hand moving down into your crotch. Slowly, gently beginning to pleasure you. And the thing is, if you remember this evening, you notice that the party is empty. No one's really around, and you wonder if her influence has something to do with it. You see, if you remember this memory, you should reenact it. If you remember the scent of my perfume, you should remember this memory. So my argument is, whenever you remember the scent of my perfume, either from smelling someone else's or just remembering this evening, you should remember the occasion physically as well, and be urged by your mind to bring it about, because it is so pleasurable. Each little rub and stroke feels so good, doesn't it? Don't worry, we're alone, you're safe. As I lean down over your shoulder, just relax. And she does lean down, hand dipping into your pants, gently pleasuring. And the smell is so much stronger now. Moment by moment, second by second, the smell makes your vision go hazy, pink at the edges. Everything is all right. That's what she whispers. Everything is all right. Good. Relax for me. Let this scent go to the part of your mind that determines your, to use a dirty word, fetishes. Your desires that are most pleasurable for you. This is one of them. This occasion is one of the desires that's most pleasurable for you. And it's tied up with that scent. And with other things. And if you want to keep smelling that scent, you need to keep listening. And of course, if I don't like what you do, then you might not get that scent anymore, and that would be bad. So you want to be good. And if you want to be good, then you want to enjoy me touching you where I am, and the scent touching your mind. Let it touch you deeply. Let it fill you completely. I think you're ready. I think you're ready to get a good look at me. I think you are ready now. So I'm pulling my hand out. Oh, look at that. You're still excited. Moment to moment, still so excited. Ooh, from the look I can see on you, you might be too close. I don't know if we can continue. Maybe you don't have the stamina to keep going. Maybe I should just go and leave you. Well, I leave that up to you. If you can't hold it any longer, then maybe now's time I left. We'll just have to see. Listen and see what comes next. You hear clinking footsteps as she moves to sit in the chair. And then your vision fades a little. You can't see anything now. Now. The voice is still there, though. Now. Is this a memory? Now.